There is another case of anthrax, this time in an elderly woman in southwestern Connecticut. Health officials don't know how she contracted the disease. NPR's Joanne Silberner is here. What do you know about the woman's situation?
Well, she's been in the hospital since Friday. She came in with symptoms of pneumonia. Early this morning, the governor of Connecticut said that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed tests done by the local hospital where she's at and by the state health department that she does indeed have anthrax. Now, this is a 94-year-old woman. She's from Oxford, which is a small mill town in an agricultural area. She's being treated with antibiotics, and she's in critical condition.
Well, now, how might she have contracted anthrax?
That's a mystery. This woman reportedly leaves home only to go to the hairdresser and to church. She lives in a rural area. Now, animals can be infected with anthrax, and they shed spores that can live in the soil for decades. But she'd have to be a really avid gardener to have picked it up that way. I mean, that's not known in the medical literature. This case is more mysterious as the one a few weeks ago in New York. That woman, the hospital worker in New York, at least got out and around. This woman evidently wasn't out much.
Could she have contracted it through mail, contaminated mail?
Well, that's certainly a place to look, given the history of what's happened in Washington and New York. Now, yesterday, a spokesperson for the post office said that the local distribution center had been checked recently for anthrax spores, and that came up negative, but they're going to offer antibiotics to the postal workers in the area.
Who's investigating the case? Is it a criminal case or a public health investigation?
Everybody's checking into it. Public health officials are looking into it. The police and the FBI are checking into it right now. They've sealed off her home. They've got the street blocked off. And they're presumably taking samples of everything they can get their hands on.
Is this a case of bioterrorism?
Well, it's hard to say right now. I mean, it's worth noting, she's been sick since last week, and there are no reports of other cases, which you would expect if this was going to be a widespread attack. But really, it's just a mystery.
What about the latest letter containing anthrax spores?
Well, that's a letter sent to Senator Patrick Leahy, and they still haven't tested what's in there. But they have tested the bag it was in and found lots of anthrax spores. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, there were traces of anthrax found in other Senate offices that were announced yesterday. Meanwhile, the post office has started up delivery of mail to government agencies, which had been cut off for a long time. Now, millions of letters are backlogged. Those letters are being irradiated out in Ohio and then checked by postal inspectors before being sent back to Washington. And meanwhile, one of the Senate office buildings remains closed as authorities try and figure out how to clean it.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.